in the kind of weather that we enjoy compared to the hardship they are experiencing in the East. Mm. So in other words, in retaining your liberty or freedom, I think you just have to simply allocate a certain amount of your resources, what they're doing in the East, in order to keep your liberties. I mean, if these people in the East want to do the same thing that I'm doing without applying any of my limited resources, they'll have to probably invest 10 times as much of money in keeping the same conditions that I enjoy freely here in California. They'll have to extend a lot of money for it.
And if I could draw the analogy, they can pack up and move out here by making an investment, and they obviously will have to suffer what they consider some inconveniences of the things that they prize there. Now, in the same way, you can live on a desert island. I always use this. I toss it off so freely. I assume there are desert islands where one can live, never having really wanted that or considered it. I never have looked into it that much. But assuming that you can undoubtedly find a place where you don't have to allocate as much for protection, at least against other human beings. So, but you would go without the conveniences that you have here. Now, as discoveries are made, as innovations are made, it may be that the cost of protection can go downward, just as the cost of food, at least as a percentage of one's budget, has gone down through the years with innovations and so on. And I certainly don't want to say that you would always have to allocate what you have to allocate today, that somebody else might not innovate such wonderful protective devices that would be less profitable for thieves to steal and easier to protect against them and so forth and so on. That is very possible, but you will never do away with the need to allocate resources for protection, no matter what kind of a society, because no matter who it is that's controlling that, or let us say, no matter what the societal structure is, there will be a power base somewhere, and it probably won't be in you. And therefore, you have to allocate some protection against that power base, as well as independent of that power base. There's no question about it. At least in ways I have not been able to conceive of any kind of a societal structure in which power could be diffused so purely that I would have no fear of anybody else's power, anyone else's ability to do something. Yes, Mrs. McKellen.
I'm thinking of another factor. Ultimate experience of a human being.
Mm.
I'm wondering if perhaps the important thing is hoping to reach to approach that state rather than hoping to reach that state and be disappointed. And perhaps there is no reaching it definitely. Perhaps the ultimate thing is the approaching. Also, I'm thinking with all the infinite variety of individuals, perhaps there are infinite varieties of ultimate states. Maybe we shouldn't narrow the Lord's place too much.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I felt afterward that more elaboration could have been given. And that may seem impossible to those who sit till 10:30 and wonder when I'm going to be finished. But and then almost precisely in the way that you're raising it now, too, so I'm glad that you have. Number one, it is my opinion that as one puts his house more in order, that he will get more out of the consumption value, so that he can reap the reward in degrees rather than it being an all or nothing situation, so that he doesn't have to say, if I don't get all the way over the line, it will have been for naught. And I think that perhaps anyone can check his own experience in this regard and see some kind of a cause and effect relationship. The second thing, which I did touch upon in the session, but I didn't feel afterward that was emphasized enough, was the individual nature of everyone involved, the both mental and physical uniqueness of each individual, and the fact that with regard to sex, for instance, that two people can be well matched, two people can both be individuals who have put their houses in order and can approach the situation without fear of consequence and so on, and still require a period of exploration and discovery to find out the natures of themselves as they approach this situation with each other. Because this is going to apply to the relationship itself in all aspects of it. It's going to apply in determining the balance.